This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as Mother Nature has forced many of us into a slowdown this week, we do have a lot to be thankful for. All in all, the conditions for harvest were ideal. Now, yes, we would like to see more rain, but when you really think about the situation, we've been able to keep plugging away. Mother Nature, for all of her faults, has really indulged us in having a pretty easy go of it, at least weather-wise, this harvest season. We get an update on the wrap-up of the harvest season with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg, and that's coming up next.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Iowa Agriculture Secretary Mike Nagg talks about our harvest progress, what the weather conditions have been overall, and the seasonal outlook that we have thus far. He really says you could not have asked for a smoother period to get things done.
I was just at the farm here the last few days, and the wind just blowing, it's dry, it's dusty, and you say, oh, it's almost depressive. It's all over all the time, and I know there's lots of folks that would love a little shot of rain just to calm the dust down. But you're spot on. I mean, we've had a straight run at harvest, and obviously the numbers show it. We're essentially or nearly complete with soybeans. It always takes a while to get those last few percent done, but big move in corn again this week, coming to the end of the line when it comes to soybean harvest. Folks have basically had a straight run at it. And also to the fact that we've got the driest September close to being the driest October. But I am encouraged to at least see this more active weather pattern because, frankly, we need some moisture back in the soil. Everything from getting those cover crops germinated and up and growing yet this fall. It's been really perfect to get those seeded too, but you got to have some moisture to get them out of the ground. But also, of course, we're already thinking about heading into next year, and we need to put some moisture back into the soil profile. And so I like seeing the more active pattern, but it's been a perfect fall from a harvest standpoint in that regard.
Nagg said that he has heard from many farmers that they could use a forced break from Mother Nature. Getting more rainfall absolutely is going to be welcomed in the dry conditions, but it does give us some time to take care of things that need to get done outside of the combine. I know that we spend a lot of time working on getting that harvest done on time, but the operation has other aspects that need to be tended to, and it's a lot easier when you have the time.
I've talked to a lot of folks that say I could use a day to do some office work, or I need to pull some equipment into the shed and just work on some things. But yeah, it'd be nice to have an inside work day, maybe for a day or even two. And in all seriousness, even if we saw even good measurable rain over parts of the state, it is so dry that even if the sun would shine again, that it wouldn't take long for folks to get back in anyway. So again, I think we'll be happy to see some rain falling from the sky if we can, but we're certainly been blessed with a really, really wide open harvest window.
We all hope for a continued smooth finish to the harvest season, and of course remind all farmers to please be safe as you try to get those last acres out and race Mother Nature. In the end, she usually wins. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.